Good afternoon. My name is Barry Logan. Can you tell me your full name, please?
Yes, certainly. My full name is Miao Liu.
What should I call you?
My friends call me Kitty, so you can call me that too.
Could you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Beijing.
Can I see your identification, please?
Yes, here it is.
Thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about your studies. Which subjects are you studying at the moment?
I'm studying chemistry, physics, biology, and maths, as well as English and English literature.
Why did you choose to study these subjects?
I chose the science subjects because I want to go on to study science at university, and I'm really interested in becoming a food technologist after I graduate, so I need a good grounding in these science subjects.
Are there any subjects which you are not studying but are interested in?
Yes, there are many. I'm really interested in the arts, but it's just not very practical to study these types of subjects long term.
Now, let's talk about music. How do you usually find out about new music?
I suppose mainly when I hear it on the radio, or when my friends recommend it to me. We share a lot of music, so friends are always introducing me to their latest favorite tune.
Where do you normally buy new music?
To be honest, I don't really buy a lot of new music. I just wait for my friends to get it, and then, if I like it, I put it on my iPod. I used to buy CDs, but nowadays I don't bother. It's so much easier with an iPod or MP3.
Do you think listening to music can have an effect on your moods?
Oh, definitely. When I'm feeling a bit down or sad, I can put on music that will make me feel sadder or music which is uplifting. And I think that's because of the mood of the music or the melody.
What do you enjoy most about listening to music?
I love that listening to good music can make any task better. For instance, homework or work. When you put on good music, everything seems better, even exercise. That's why I love it.
Now, let's talk about friends. How often do you spend time with your friends?
I see my friends all the time, because a lot of them are at school with me, so we hang out at lunchtime or during breaks. So those friends I see every day, except weekends. But sometimes we get together then too.
What type of things do you and your friends do together?
At school, we just tend to sit around and talk, or go for lunch, or something like that. On the weekends, we might go shopping or out to see a movie. Whatever it is, we always talk a lot.
What kinds of things do you do to show you are a good friend?
Well, I suppose I make an effort to see people and keep in touch with them, and I think I'm pretty supportive of my friends in that I'm a good listener. I always try to be on time and reliable.
Would you prefer to have a lot of acquaintances or a few good friends?
I would definitely prefer to have a few good friends than lots of people that I didn't really know. And I'm lucky because that is true for me. I'm not interested in forming fake, superficial friendships with people because there's no point.
Now I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. You can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Here's some paper and a pencil for making notes. And here's your topic. I'd like you to talk about an activity which you enjoy doing outdoors.
Thanks. An activity which I like doing outdoors is swimming at the beach. Actually, I love doing anything at the beach, especially in summer when the weather is hot, but also in winter when I love to go for long walks along the beach as well. In summer, I like to go to the beach for the afternoon with my friends, and we all lie around reading magazines and enjoying the sunshine. Although, of course, we have to be very careful not to get sunburnt. So we're always applying sunscreen, and we also use a beach umbrella to protect us from the sun. Anyway, we tend to go when it's late afternoon, when the sun is not as harsh. I love being in the water, swimming, or just cooling down. I'm quite a strong swimmer, and sometimes I like to swim around to the next bay or swim the length of the beach. Sometimes I just float in the clear water and stare up at the sky. It's beautiful. I hate getting out of the water, especially if there is a chilly wind, because it cools me down too fast, and then I get cold before I can get dry in the sun again. I think the reason I enjoy the beach so much is because in my country the beaches are very clean and unpolluted, but at the same time they're not very crowded, so there's a lot of space to stretch out and enjoy. I'm also thinking of one particular beach close to where I live, and there are lots of rocks for exploring and jumping off when the tide is high. Oh, I love ice cream at the beach from the corner store. And sometimes we get takeaway dinner to eat together, and that's a lot of fun. Most of all, I think I love this outdoor activity because it brings me close to nature and is so relaxing and calm that I can just forget about all my stress and enjoy a gorgeous environment. So, that's what I love about going to the beach. I'm really looking forward to summer.
Thank you. Do you often do this outdoor activity?
Not that often, but in summer I probably go once or twice a week.
Is the location for this activity close to home?
Yes, I'm lucky, as it's only about a 20-minute walk or a few minutes in the car.
We've been talking about an outdoor activity you enjoy. And now I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider first the topic of conserving outdoor spaces. Do you think that people, nowadays, are more or less aware of conserving public spaces for parks and reserves in comparison to 20 years ago?
I think there is a greater general awareness at present that parks and public spaces for recreation need to be planned for and protecting. Everybody enjoys these types of areas, and they contribute to a city's attractiveness and charm. I think this awareness has stemmed from environmental group lobbying and also from people's experience of what they want for their city or area.
Some people argue that urban development is more important than keeping public spaces for recreation. What's your view?
I certainly think it is a mistake to prioritize construction and housing development over dedicated areas for recreation for many reasons. A well-planned city with lots of parks and green space is much more attractive in the long term and helps to build value for all the houses in an area. Take Central Park in New York, for example. Recreation areas promote physical activity and encourage citizens to maintain good health, which is another reason to prioritize these spaces. And finally, trees and greenery in a densely populated urban area absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen, making our air easier to breathe and reducing the effects of the greenhouse effect.
Who tends to enjoy outdoor recreation spaces more, young people or old people?
I don't really think there is a group that I could say enjoys parks and recreation spaces more than any other, as they have something to offer each age group. For instance, young children enjoy playing on the playgrounds, while their parents talk and socialize, and old people often walk or enjoy these spaces as well. Workers and business people often take advantage of a park to enjoy their lunch break, and teenagers often utilize these areas for basketball and hanging out with friends.
Now let's talk about working outdoors. What types of jobs do people in your country do in the outdoors?
There are plenty of jobs which are outdoors-based. For instance, building and construction work, landscaping, farming and park ranger, or even adventure tourism guide. I suppose the most common ones in my country would be maintenance and construction-type roles, as this industry is very strong at the moment, with lots of new development taking place. However, other types of outdoor roles, such as farming, are still popular in rural areas.
What are some of the advantages of working outdoors?
I suppose the main advantage is that you aren't tied to an office job and have the freedom to move around and enjoy the outdoors, while the rest of us are stuck indoors with air conditioning and artificial lighting. I guess you have the chance to enjoy your local environment, and for some people, their work is also their passion. For example, ski instructors or tourism guides.
Are there any drawbacks to working outdoors?
The first disadvantage that springs to mind is, of course, the weather. I suppose working outdoors is great when the temperature is neither too hot nor too cold. But once it gets outside of this range, I imagine working outdoors could be very uncomfortable. There may also be health effects as a result of this, such as sunburn or heat exhaustion in summer, or colds and fever in winter temperatures. However, as many outdoor jobs are seasonal, I guess these problems could be managed.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.